Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the Venice International Film Festival. I'm Angelo Acerbi, and I'm here with Valentina Martelli, CEO of ITTV Festival in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here, Angelo.
And the first question is, what does a Los Angeles festival do in Venice?
Well, we are here because this year, as you well know, with the COVID situation, LA has pretty much shut down everything. So even the Emmys, which is the festival we always go close to, the award we always go close to, we lead to, is going virtual. But we wanted to take the opportunity, since we are three ladies from Italy, even if I live in LA, to be here in Venezia, to create a new partnership for the festival. Mm-hmm. In fact, we awarded a couple of interesting people that we can talk about during the Kineo Award, which is an historic 18 years award. This year, Kineo has changed. It's called New Generation. Therefore, we thought, why not being able to marry the two reality, you know, the world of audiovisual, more television, that's what we do, mm-hmm. with the classic established award that, you know, reward also the movie industry.
So let's talk a little bit about the ITTV Festival.
Well, ITTV is born from an idea of Francesca Scorcucchi, Cristina Scognamiglio, and myself. We are the Good Girls Planet. So the planet of good girls. Are we that good? I wouldn't say we pretend to. But anyway, we wanted to create a new format of festival, which is not just awarding someone, but it's also about developing business relationship, a bridge between Italy and United States, but in generally international production, because as we know, in the last 5 years, the way Italian production, audiovisual production, TV series have been seen, thanks to the platform like Netflix, Amazon, and you know, there every day there is one new, we have to say that, has made strong the necessity of having production that are internationally approached. So American are not anymore the one who sit down and only watch a movie if it's dubbed in English. Mm-hmm, are willing to read subtitles to understand the culture. And as we said, you know, the streaming video on demand has made a huge, huge difference in the market. So that's how ITTV Festival is born. Usually is in September, as mm-hmm. I said. It's during the Emmys week because LA is the week of television. And that's what we do. We promote business, we promote connection, we network, and of course we award. Last year we gave an award to Paolo Sorrentino. This year here in Venice we awarded Marta De Laurentiis, mm-hmm. which represent royalty and the bridge between Italian film royalty. And she was able to take an historic film like The Silence of Lamb and turn into a TV series, Hannibal. And we give an award to Gomorrah because it was the first Italian TV series who became a cult in the United States.
There is another one called Suburra, which is more or less the same
as well,
which has been like the follower.
Yes, let's
say, if we can say so. You were talking at the beginning of our interview about building connection, building bridges, and trying to connect words that are on different side of the ocean, but it works more or less in the same field. Which are the steps that you're taking to achieve this goal?
Well, as you know now, bigger network don't really need festival or market because they have direct connection. And of course, even the COVID made people more comfortable into talking over the phone or talking with the other different virtual meeting. But what we want to do is promote all like an ensemble, meaning it's not just the final product, is the location, is the people who work behind the scene. They get forgotten so much, so often. Yes, of course, the actor is the one in front of everybody. But, you know, to have an actor, you have to have someone who filmed the actor. You have to have the location. You have to have the people who do his hair. So all these people need to have visibility. And that's the platform to develop business for them. Italy is an amazing place. We all know. Everybody promotes Italy. But then when you go on location, sometimes you struggle as a foreign production to try to find people who is able to work with you there. So that's what we want to try to do. And there are so many different things and shades and form in this country that can be perfect for production. You grab a bottle of water, let's make sure that we know where that water comes from. So it's promoting the final product, as I said, is promoting who is behind the scene, is promoting territory. And we want to do vice versa, because we want to make sure Italian productions also can have the same access in the United States. So that's how we want to do. So the festival is a big format, is a big container in which you can put all this aspect and then create a puzzle. And that's what ETTV is about. And one day we might get to UK. You never know.
Oh, you know, little steps.
Yes.
Little steps.
We're ambitious girls.
I know, but you're clever girls too.
Yes.
So you know that you don't have to push too much.
We don't.
Besides this, jokes. When's going to be the next edition of ITV Festival? Well,
September 2021, mm-hmm. Of course. We might have a couple of new interesting spin-off, because we might have something in April, and we're working on other partnership, because we do believe that working together instead of fighting each other build a huge strength. And we are finding other partner. We have found not just a technical partner like a studio that is going to help us, with the final product. We have a great advertising company behind us, which is the Armando Testa. It's an historic, great.
And we all know him.
It's history of Italian advertising.
Yeah.
But we also have been approached and are really carefully selected other festival that want to collaborate with us. Mm-hmm. Again, if we can build that connection between festival, I think we are unstoppable, and the market is Italian.
And then, as you said, working together is much more effective, much easier, makes less stressful,
yeah.
And the final results are way higher than just fighting with
and unfortunately
each other, so.
As you know, as Italian, it's sad to say, but other nationality have the tendency and are capable sometimes to work together. Italians, not so much.
Not so much, you're right.
We want to change that.
We can learn.
We
can learn.
We want to change that. That's our main ambition.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks very much, Valentina Martelli, CEO of ITV Festival in Los Angeles, here in Venice, though,
yes.
in this moment. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.